We now present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Dom Frollo had arranged with his brother Jahan to slay Pierre Grinois, the husband of La Esmeralda. Jahan went to carry out his mission. He called to see Esmeralda and to warn her that Quasimodo the Hunchback had a grudge against her husband. Esmeralda was just about to go and find the Hunchback when she noticed the sleeve of Jahan's coat was soaked with blood. The girl looked at him. Jahan drew back in fear. And then Esmeralda spoke.
Jahan, why have you come here to warn me that Pierre's life is in danger? Why is there blood upon your clothing? Answer me.
Esmeralda, do not look at me like that. I swear I had no hand in it.
You had no hand in what?
No. What have I said? I am not a murderer. There is no blood on my coat. Esmeralda, you are dreaming.
Have you taken leave of your senses, Jahan? You come here like a guilty man. Where is my husband?
I do not know. I have not seen him today. Remember, I swear to you that I have not seen him today. I came here to warn you. It is not my fault that I am too late.
If any harm has come to Pierre Gringoire, you will suffer for it, Jahan de Mula. I promise you that.
No harm has come to him, I swear that. I came here to warn you. Quasimodo is a devil.
Quasimodo has nothing to do with this. You came here covered in blood. You have committed some crime. I fear for my husband. Let me pass, Jahan.
Before I let you pass, swear to me that you will say nothing about the blood on my clothing.
You will not lay hands on me, Jahan. I am going to leave this room. I am going to find out what you have done. And if you have committed murder, I shall denounce you.
You fool. Do you not realize that my brother is all-powerful in Paris? He has only to say the word and you will be arrested and burnt as a witch. Listen. You need my friendship, Esmeralda. You need my friendship. I am offering it to you. And in return, I ask you to keep silent about the blood which you have seen on my clothing.
I will not be a party to such a bargain. Will you let me pass?
Not until you have sworn that you will keep silent about this matter. I warn you, Esmeralda, you stand in deadly danger yourself. You will need my aid. I am prepared to aid you in return for your silence.
Why, Jahan? You are trembling with fear. You must have committed some very grave crime.
I admit nothing.
You have committed a murder. I know it.
And if I have, what is it to you?
Why did you come here and seek to throw suspicion on Quasimodo?
I warn you, gypsy woman. If you would guard your own life, pay heed to what I say. Breathe one word against me, and I swear that you shall die.
I will appeal to the king's justice. They cannot kill me for denouncing a murderer.
I am no murderer.
First you admit it, and then you deny it.
You lie. I have not admitted anything. You will stay here until you have sworn to keep silent.
Let me pass. I have a dagger here, and there will be more blood on your clothing if you do not let me pass.
You are a devil and a witch. I warn you, Esmeralda. If you say anything about this to the king's officers, you will meet your death as a witch.
Go, murderer. I must seek my husband.
Jahan sped back to the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Meanwhile, Esmeralda dashed down to the street near the tavern of the Coeur de Marat. The girl stared round. Then she heard a groan coming from a clump of bushes at the side of the road. She hurried across the road.
Pierre, what has happened to you?
Oh, I am sorely stricken, Esmeralda. I fear that I am dying.
Tell me, Pierre, what happened?
I know not. Someone crept behind me. Then there was a sharp, burning pain in my side. I fell to the ground. My senses swam. I heard someone run away, but I could not see who it was.
Pierre, you are still alive. You shall not die. I know who your assailant was.
Who? Tell me, who was it?
You must not worry about that now. I will get some help to carry you back to the tavern. I will nurse you back to health and strength.
I do not want to die, Esmeralda. I am afraid of death.
Oh, Pierre, I'm so sorry. Please believe that I wish to help you. I do not want you to die.
Esmeralda, I must live on to prove that I am no coward, to prove that I am worthy to win your love. Do not let me die. I say that I am no coward, but I am afraid of death. So afraid. Oh, it grows dark, Esmeralda, and I'm cold.
Courage, courage, Pierre.
Courage. Yes, I need it.
In my heart of hearts, I feel that I have brought you misfortune. I know it was my fault that you were attacked. Perhaps it would have been better if you had never met me.
Oh, do not say that. If it had not been for you, the vagabonds would have hanged me.
What malignancy drew us together, Pierre? Why do I bring misfortune to all my friends?
I am more than your friend. I am your husband. Oh, Esmeralda, do not let me die.
You shall not die, Pierre. Courage. Oh,
someone comes. Will you call for help?
Help to me quickly.
Who calls for help?
Oh, it is you, Quasimodo. What do you in these parts?
I was looking for you, Esmeralda. Yonder Moulin said you wished to see me.
Oh, you must help me, Quasimodo. My husband, Pierre Gringoire, has been stabbed. He lies here bleeding. We must get him back to the tavern.
Who stabbed him?
I was told that you had a grudge against him, Quasimodo. That you hated him because he was my husband.
I did not stab him. I swear that by all the saints.
And I believe you, Quasimodo.
If your husband dies, will it make you unhappy, Esmeralda?
It will.
If anyone has brought you unhappiness, he will answer to me. Tell me, who stabbed Pierre Gringoire?
No, you shall not commit murder for my sake, Quasimodo.
Esmeralda, you are beautiful. You are the only one who has smiled on me. In spite of my deformity.
Oh, enough, enough, Quasimodo. We are in sore straits. Why? Pierre has lost consciousness again. I hope he still lives. Help me take him back to the tavern.
I shall help you. But why did you want to see me? Why did you send Jehan de Moulin for me?
I did not send him for you. It was all a plot. There is some devil's work here. And I think Dom Frollo is at the back of it.
You must beware of Dom Frollo.
Tell me, Quasimodo, was Dom Frollo responsible for this crime?
I know not. The workings of Dom Frollo's mind are black and dangerous. But I swear he shall not harm you, Esmeralda.
I must save my husband's life. And yet we are so desperately poor. Where can I find money to send for a physician?
There are priests who attend to the poor. We will find one to attend to Pierre Gringoire.
He lies so still.
He still lives. The blood flows freely from his wound.
Oh, do not let us waste time in idle talk. Can you carry my husband?
I can carry him easily. I am the strongest man in all Paris.
Careful. Do not hurt him.
I will not hurt him. See, he is but a featherweight to me. Now, Esmeralda, lead on.
The hunchback carried Pierre Gringoire back to his room at the Cœur de Marac. The poet lay there for many days between life and death. But eventually the careful nursing of Esmeralda prevailed, and Gringoire was well on the way towards recovery from his wound. Night and day, Esmeralda sat by him. She seldom left his side. Gradually, the poet's strength returned.
Well, are you feeling better today, Pierre?
Yes, Esmeralda. Thanks to you, I am almost well again. You have been wonderful. Why did you do this for me? A miserable creature whom you despise?
I do not despise you.
Do you love me, Esmeralda?
I know not. I am sorry for you. You are so weak. You are not fit to face the hardships of life.
Esmeralda, you are in danger. We are both in danger. Dom Frollo will hunt us down. Let us leave Paris together and try and seek happiness elsewhere.
I think that would be the best thing to do, Pierre.
Could you come to love me as a wife should love a husband? Could you marry me according to the laws of the church?
Perhaps. Who knows?
We shall try to find happiness, Esmeralda. I know now that I love you with all my heart. I love you better than I love life. I will overcome my natural cowardice. My love for you will help me.
As soon as you are well enough, we will leave Paris.
Yes, perhaps tomorrow or the next day. We will go from Paris. We will escape from the clutches of Dom Frollo.
I begin to believe that you are right, Pierre. Perhaps it is ordained that you and I might yet find happiness together.
It is ordained. I know that I can make you happy, Esmeralda. If we can only get away from Paris, if we could live on some quiet farm in the countryside, there we may discover our love for each other.
Truth to tell, I am tired of Paris. And there is much danger here.
There is danger. Great danger for you, because you have incurred the enmity of Dom Follow. Oh, Esmeralda, I am happy to think that you are coming away with me. We shall have our own home in the country. Mayhap someday we will own a little farm. And when we leave Paris, we will send for a priest. We will be married according to the laws of the church. Oh, are you not happy?
Your words are inspiring, Pierre.
I will prove to you that I am worthy of your love. I will devote my life to bringing you happiness. Why, Esmeralda, I have never felt so happy. The future stretches rosy before us. Oh, my darling.
Oh, Pierre, you are still weak. You must not excite yourself. Now that is settled, we shall try and find our happiness together. After tomorrow, I think you will be strong enough to leave the city. Who knocks?
Open in the name of the King of France.
What does this mean, Esmeralda?
I know not. Enter.
I'm looking for a gypsy called La Esmeralda.
That is my name.
A complaint has been laid against you by Dom Follow of Notre Dame. You are suspected of being a witch, and neither you nor your husband will be allowed to leave Paris until your case has been investigated. If either of you attempt to leave the city, you will be arrested.
Esmeralda and Pierre stared at each other as the full meaning of the officer's words became clear to them. Will they manage to escape from Paris? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.